Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the Hardwick man accused of starving and beating his 7-year-old son appears in court today, Governor Charlie Baker says he's not rushing to judgment about oversight at the State Department of Children and Families. The governor says the state is investigating the Hardwick case and the case of a foster child who died in Auburn last weekend. During his gubernatorial campaign, Governor Baker criticized the Patrick administration's record on child welfare, and he has increased the department's funding since he took office. Governor Baker also appointed former advocate Linda Spears as DCF commissioner. Spears was the author of a report that recommended changes to the department after it lost track of 5-year-old Jeremiah Oliver, who was found dead last year. Joining us this morning to talk about the department and some of the challenges it still faces is the executive director of the Children's League of Massachusetts, Erin Bradley. Erin, thanks for being on Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me, Deborah.
Erin, I'm just wondering, when you look at on the surface of these two cases, both in Hardwick and in Auburn, it appears that the system was doing what it was supposed to be doing. Social workers were monitoring this. School officials reported problems in the Hardwick case. There seemed to have been supervision, and yet things went horribly wrong. What's your assessment of what went wrong here?
Well, we are still waiting for the investigation. We're really happy that the Baker administration has stepped up the reports on at least the Hardwick case so we can find out more about it by the end of this month. I think that we as the public need to be really cautious about rushing to judgment about what the details are because we don't know about them. But I can say that it might speak to a bigger systemic problem within the system, and we really need to make sure that we're looking to make sure that there's a goal set for the department and that the department is supported, that the department has the funding it needs. You know, you go back to the recession, and they were cut by over $131 million over the course of 4 years during the recession. I don't know that they're up to the level that they need to be up to, given the caseload that they currently have.
But, you know, anytime there's a tragedy, we hear about caseloads, and they seem to be an issue. And yet, Governor Baker promised that these caseloads were going to be addressed. That was part of his campaign for governor. He increased the budget for the department. They said they hired additional folks to try to help. So is caseloads the main issue, or is it something else?
I don't think it is caseloads is the main issue. I think caseloads is one of those pieces that we can grab onto and easy to understand. There's something more systemic happening here, whether it's the morale within the department, whether it's that there's not enough support and training at the management level within central office. I'm not really sure what it is, but I think that we really need to take a look right now at the system, see where we're at in relation to the CWA report that came out 14 months ago.
Well, let's talk about that report, because the author of that report, the woman who headed that up, is now the commissioner of the Department of Children and Families. And we should say we've repeatedly tried to get in touch with her, but we got a statement from her office yesterday saying that she is working hard on trying to improve the department and couldn't talk to us. But I would like to say, with her in charge, having closely looked at this department, what kind of conclusions can you draw from that?
Well, again, she's only been there for about six, seven months now. We are hopeful that in the next few weeks, maybe in the next month, we'll be able to get a report on what actually where the department is in making those changes and adjustments that CWLA issued.
Have we seen any of those reforms happen yet?
The two reforms that I can speak to that I know that they've accomplished is the iPads that have gone out and the cell phones that have gone out to the frontline social workers. We believe that that will help them in their day-to-day jobs so that we don't have issues where in the Jeremiah Oliver case where, you know, folks weren't logging in when they were seeing kids.
What do you think DCF needs most right now to do its job? Is it social workers, money, or is it this sort of bigger systemic look that we thought we did a year ago to see what the problems are?
I think it's all of the above, Deborah. I think we need money from the Commonwealth. I think we need the legislature to look into where we can strengthen the laws surrounding child abuse, neglect, and foster care. I think we need the public to continue to be the eyes and ears and push this because these children have no voice. And then we also need somebody to really lead this department, and I'm hoping that is Commissioner Spears.
And this has also brought up, obviously, foster families as well and oversight of foster families. We've heard that there have been dozens of 911 calls. calls to the foster home where this young girl in Auburn died over the weekend. And apparently the foster mother also had a waiver to take in more children than was customarily allowed. Do we need to relook at the foster parent system as well?
The department right now has a very rigorous process to have foster parents become foster parents. There's extensive background checks and home studies that go into even becoming a foster parent. And many times it takes over a year for homes to actually be opened up for these kids to enter them. So I think that the process, while we may need to tweak it maybe a little bit, I think the process is a good one. And I think that the folks that do this work really do need to be applauded and thanked.
Are these cases, would you say, indicative of the system, or are they just very unfortunate events that have happened?
Unfortunately, we live in a world where we are humans and things happen, and it's something that while we accept it, we need to make every single caution for it not to ever happen again. But I think that we could do better in the Commonwealth. I think that the Commonwealth, you know, we led on health care, we led on equal marriage, we've led on so many things, and now is our opportunity to really sit down and lead on where children in the care and custody can go and the successes that they can make in this world. And we have an opportunity to really change the department and really get down and make life better for these kids and their families.
Okay. Erin Bradley with the Children's League of Massachusetts, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.